Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Yes.
Thank you very much, everybody. Bishop and everybody here, thank you very much for what you have done to me today. Before I start, please, I have a big accent. So please pay attention and listen to me.
Amen.
Pay attention. You are going to listen to what the Holy Spirit is going to speak through me today.
Amen.
Amen.
Who believes the Holy Spirit is here? Who believes? He is in you. He is in you. Believe. Let us bow our head and pray to God. Oh Lord, thank you very much for giving me this big opportunity to speak to your people today. Oh Lord, I am nobody. As like the way you told Moses, you told Moses to go and get the Israelites from Israel. And Moses said, oh Lord, I am nobody. How can I talk? I don't know how to talk. God, you told him that, don't worry, I'm going to speak to you. And he told him again that I'm going to tell you what you are going to say. As it's written, Exodus chapter 3 verse 11 and Exodus chapter 4 verse 12. So Lord, today, I don't know how to talk, so talk through me. Speak through me. Like the way he spoke to Moses. God, be with me everywhere. Please, God, protect me. And let your audience, please, give them the understanding, the wisdom to listen to what you are going to speak to me today.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen.
I don't have my time to speak. So please, I'm going to cut everything short. I have like maybe 15 minutes. Yeah, I don't have my time. Please, this is what?
Money.
This is money. It's for who? It's for who?
It's for us.
No, I get it from my pocket, right? And God gave me the power to work, to earn, and get this money, right?
Right.
So right now it's in my pocket, so it's for who?
For you.
It's for me.
Right.
I can do anything I want with this money, right?
Right.
I can use to buy what? Hamburger, pizza, everything I want. Right. If I'm in the world, I'll use to buy cigarette, alcohol, right?
Right.
Yeah, if I'm in the world, but right now I'm in the house of God, you know what I'm saying? Right. Yes. I'm born again, so I can drink alcohol, I can do that kind of stuff.
Amen.
Okay. Right now, this money is mine. I can do anything with this money.
Alright.
Right? I can use to buy anything.
Right, yeah.
But I cannot destroy this money.
Okay.
If I turn this money into pieces, the federal will arrest me and put me to jail.
Alright.
If you don't believe, you can Google on the phone. This money is for the federal. This money is printed by Tegra. They spend money. They spend money and get an ink. I mean, printers, and they print this money.
Right.
It's yours, so it's mine.
Right.
But if I destroy this money, I'll go to jail for this.
That's right.
I'm going to be punished. Why? Because the money is mine, but it's not mine.
Yeah. All right.
Your body belongs to you, but it's not yours.
All right.
Yeah.
So give it or not. Your body belongs to you, but it's not yours.
All right.
Look at the way you treat your body. Is that how you treat, how to treat your body? No way. Your body belongs to Christ, Jesus Christ. Pastor, Jeff, I want you to go to the Bible. Let's read something from here. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 to 20. Read everybody to listen.
Alright.
1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 to 20.
Alright. Amen.
What do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own? For you are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God.
Do you hear? Am I the right? Am I the one who wrote the Bible? No, it's not me. So I am telling that God said, don't you know that Your body is the temple of God, and God, the Holy Spirit lives in you.
All right.
So I'm going back again and go read me on 1 Corinthians, the same 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16.
Know ye not that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you?
All right.
If any man defiles the temple of God, him shall God destroy.
Destroy! Yeah. Anybody here, I'm telling you. Hey. I don't care who you are. Either you are Barack Obama, you are what? Anybody, if you destroy your body, the Holy Spirit is living in you. Telling you, if you destroy this body, I'm telling you, God is going to destroy you. So my brothers, my sisters, be very careful. The way you deal your body.
All right.
Be very careful. I don't understand. Sometimes when I go to some churches, oh my God, I cry. I come to some people. How? Look at the way you do yourself.
That's right.
All right.
That's right. What's going on here? This is the time. I know for sure God is going to choose me. I am going to tell my people are Americans about your sin.
All
right. Yes, I will tell you what. Hey. I am ready to die anytime I want. Because why? This is the time to speak the truth.
All right.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
God is telling me to warn people here. People in America here. And this is the time.
Say that.
Yes, sir.
But I'm going to tell you what God is telling people.
Yeah.
Now let's go back again.
Yes, God.
Oh, God. Ezekiel. Ezekiel chapter 3. Ezekiel chapter 3. Verse 16 to 19.
Alright.
Ezekiel chapter 3. Verse 16 to 19. Please pay attention to him. Yes, God is doing something here today.
All right.
And if you don't believe, I don't care. I know God is working today.
Amen.
Oh yes.
Amen.
Of 7 days that the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, I have made you a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore, hear the word at my mouth and give them warning from me.
Amen.
We finish 19 up to 19. Go to 16, 17, 18, 19. I want you to finish.
I say unto the wicked, you shall surely die.
Say that.
All right.
You give him not warning.
That's right.
Nor speak to warn the wicked from his wicked way to save his life.
Say
the same
that.
Wicked man shall die in
glory
his
glory
to God. His blood will die in God and go ahead.
Yes.
And then if you warn the wicked,
glory to God.
And he turn out from his wicked way, or from his wicked way,
say it.
He shall die in his iniquities, and you have delivered your soul.
Say Amen. It.
This is the time. You have to speak to the truth.
Say it.
Tell your people about your sin.
Say it.
People are sin in America. I'm not saying Africa because I'm here.
Yeah.
I have to speak like I'm the place where I'm standing.
Yeah.
If I'm standing Africa, I'll say yes. Warn my people Africans.
Yeah.
If I'm standing Jamaica, I'll say warn my people Jamaicans. Yeah. But since I'm standing here in America, I'm going to warn you guys.
Amen.
Yes. I am not afraid of anybody. Yes, I'm not afraid of anybody. This is the time God is going to release some people here.
Yeah.
Amen.
You know, God said if I didn't tell you about your sin,
right,
and you die in your sin, he is going to ask your blood for me.
Right.
I have everybody sit down for God to ask your blood for me. I will tell you the truth. When I tell you and you die, God will say yes. Yes, I told you and you didn't listen.
Alright.
Man.
Why am I saying this? You know why? Let's go back. Just one last quotation. Why? I had to tell you about your sin. Jesus said something here. Go to John chapter 5, verse 14 to 15. John 5, verse 14 to 15. You can read the Bible too. Write it down. If I'm lying, then the Holy Spirit is also lying. But the Holy Spirit never lies.
Amen.
John 5, verse 14 to 15.
Afterward, Jesus finds him in the temple and said unto him, behold, you are made whole. sin no more, lest the worst thing come on me.
Very good. Jesus said what? Sin no more.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? This guy was a cripple. He healed him. But Jesus was forgotten. Then he had to tell him about his sin. As it's written in Isaiah, as it was written in Ezekiel, chapter 3. You know what I'm saying? So he looked at him, no, let me go and find this guy. So he found this guy in the temple. And he told the guy that, don't sin no more.
What
or else, worst thing will happen to you.
Yeah.
So today, my brother and my sisters, my father and my mom, my aunts, everybody, today I'm going to tell you about your sin. I don't even like it or not. I am going to say it, I don't care.
Amen. Amen. All right.
Some people do something. Destroy the temple of God. You say you are a Christian. You have believed Jesus Christ.
Alright.
This time I'm not talking about the order in the world. The people who are not believing. I'm not going to talk about them. I'm talking about the Christians.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
You say you are a Christian.
Okay.
Are you a Christian?
Okay.
No. Are you? And you are destroying the temple of God? Why the Holy Spirit is in you?
Say it.
Come on now.
You are smoking. You are smoking in your body. Yeah. Destroy the body.
Yeah.
You are smoking on top of what? The Holy Spirit.
Come on now.
What is wrong with you?
Right.
What is wrong with you?
Amen.
Hold on. Look, you know what? God showed me something in that dream. I won't lie, but I don't want to mention the person there. God showed me something and someone was smoking in this church.
Say that.
I know the guy.
Say
that. He's a man. Yes. But I'm going to tell the person, that's what God tell me, this power, to come and tell my people about their sin.
Yeah.
I said, don't you know that? Your body is the temple of God. When you destroy the temple, God is going to destroy you too, brother.
Right.
The other day, I met one guy, and I said, you know, the smoke is not good for you. You don't need your, it's not in your, you're going to get lung cancer. It's not good. The owner, the company that's waiting on the cigarette box, that you know, when you smoke, you can get lung cancer. Don't you know that the temple, your body is the temple of God?
Yeah.
Holy Spirit living in you, you are going to destroy your body. You know what he told me? Praise the Lord! He told me that, Johnny, let me tell you, there's nowhere in the Bible it's written it that don't smoke. And I said, let me tell you something. If he said, let me tell you something today, when Jesus Christ was going to heaven, he gave you the Bible. He didn't give you the Bible. He gave you the Holy Spirit. He said the Holy Spirit is going to do what? Going to be your teacher. He's going to lead you left and right for you to know the truth and the wrong thing. So the Holy Spirit is telling you that it's not good. So if the Holy Spirit is telling you to smoke, please don't say that. Because the Bible is Jesus Christ. God gave us the Holy Spirit. The Bible, the Holy Spirit, is Jesus Christ. So when you read the Bible, the Holy Spirit wants to talk to you. That's what it is.
Yeah, right.
So, brother, and he was telling us, wow, I said, yes. Be very careful. The way you do yourself. The Holy Spirit has to lead you. Don't let your body to lead you. You have to come down. Just come down. For the Holy Spirit to lead you. And control you. Look at yourself. Please, Mr. Let me know, please. I understand. Why people are doing this? The body belongs to Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
By the way, my topic today was respect God's temple.
Right.
Respect God's temple. You know what I mean? I mean, don't blame that I am telling you what you're saying. Because it's the Bible. Jesus Christ is saying. Right?
Right.
Jesus Christ is saying. Mark chapter 6, verse 12. He said, go out and preach. When you preach, tell the people to turn away from your sin.
Right.
So I'm going to tell you to turn away from your sin.
All right.
If you're lying, let me read.
All right.
Mark chapter 6, verse 12. I'm not lying. The Holy Spirit don't lie.
Amen.
Many devils and anointed with oil many who were sick and healed them.
Thank you. You know why you want to destroy your body? The other day, I asked one guy, I said, do you smoke in your house? He said, no. I said, why? He said, because of my children. I said, why? He said, my children will die. And I said, so you want to die? You are stupid. You are crazy.
Come on now.
You are stupid. You are stupid. No, I'm not insulting anybody. Even Jesus Christ insulted hell. He said, God, tell the hell. He didn't say hell. He said, fuck. First. First means what? A dog. In a bush. You know what I'm saying? I'm not insulting anybody here. Everybody is my mom, my daddy. But I will tell the truth. Turn away from your sin. It's bad. And those people, then the second warning, those people who say, I can drink, but don't drink. You don't know what you are doing. The Holy Spirit is not in you. I'm telling you. The Bible is a prophet.
Yeah.
The Bible, you can never understand the Bible unless the Holy Spirit tell you. And he's going to teach you. Don't believe.
Amen.
You can drink, but don't drink. You don't know what you are saying. The meaning is, don't drink at all.
All right.
You know why? I mean, how can you drink? You have to drink before you drink. So if you don't drink, how can you drink?
All right.
That is this. It's common sense for me. For what? For the Holy Spirit. Right. Before you can drink and you can drink, you have to drink before you drink.
All right.
But if you don't drink, you won't drink.
Right.
You have to be careful. And listen to the Holy Spirit. If it's part of the Bible, listen to the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is in you. I'm telling you, brother, my sister. That's another one. And anybody here, if you have a boyfriend, girlfriend, I'm telling you today, leave them alone.
All right.
Leave them
alone. Amen.
Yes. If you have a boyfriend, girlfriend, that's not good for you. It's a warning against, it's a warning, I'm telling you.
Amen. All
right. You can be friends, get casual friends. Don't go to her house. Don't go to his house. You can meet somewhere. Either restaurant, movies. Because I'm telling something. When you sleep with your boyfriend, it's called fornication.
Yeah.
All right. And fornication. Everybody here telling you, if you focus on fornication here, it's a warning to you.
Come on.
Please stop it.
All right.
And let God bless you.
Amen.
If you don't stop it, God will never bless you.
All right.
Let's see where we can find you. God will put me to Isaiah chapter 59. Oh, yes, Lord. Are you there? 59. Isaiah 59. Let me know if you have it. Oh, Lord. Thank you very much. Isaiah chapter 59, verse 1.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Everybody listen to me.
Amen.
Come on.
The
Lord's hand is short, and he cannot say, neither his ear heavy, and he cannot hear. Because your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, and he will not hear. Yeah? Because of your sin, because of your what? Because of your cigarettes, because of your alcohol, because of your fornication, it has separated God from him.
All right now.
You and God, he has separated God by in front of you. So if God ran away from you, that means the Holy Spirit also is not in you. He could run away. Because why? It's written here. Romans chapter 8, verse 40. Romans chapter 8, verse 40.
All right.
Romans chapter 8, verse 40. Romans 8, verse 40. Romans 8, verse 40.
For as many
as are led by the Spirit,
okay. They
are the Son.
Yes, sir.
That's it. The Holy Spirit is in you. He will control you.
Amen.
Say, those who are led by the Spirit are the sons of God. So if Isaiah 59, verse 1 says, if you say, he ran away from you, then the Holy Spirit is also not there. So how can you be God's children?
All right now.
You can't be God's children. So if you have fornication yet, you have a boyfriend, girlfriend, here I'm telling you, leave him as soon as you go home. I am telling you, I want you to kiss everybody. Yes, I'm not telling you why. I don't know. I have a woman. I don't care. I will tell the truth to my people. Yes, I'm not afraid of anybody.
All right.
If you see what I see, you will cry for the nation.
All right.
I'm telling you the truth. You don't know.
Amen.
If you see me standing like this, don't think it's me. It's not me.
Yeah. Amen.
Be careful. What? I mean, I don't have much time because I have to respect our pastor because, you know, We have some time. But I know that one time, I mean, this will be going to be, I mean, part one. Part two will be coming. Part two will be coming.
Amen.
I will just leave here for everyone to know. I want you to be prosperous. I want you to stop your sin. If you're sick, God will run away from you.
All right.
God will run away from you. My brothers and my sisters, be careful. Be careful.
Amen.
Thank you very much, Bishop Anderson.
Awesome.
And First Lady.
Awesome.
All the deacons, associates, the background, everybody here, God bless you. And give you long life.
Amen. Amen. Yeah.